And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of December, 2016. Mozart died in Vienna on this date, 1791. He'd been ill for a couple of weeks, suffering fever and headaches, back pain, swelling in his extremities. He himself believed that he had been poisoned, but nobody really knows the cause of death. He was buried in a common grave with at least four or five other people, simply because that was the practice in Vienna at the time. It's the birthday of the Pre-Raphaelite poet Christina Rossetti, London, 1830, very popular during her own lifetime. Also, the woman who wrote the words, "In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone, snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter long ago." It's the birthday of Calvin Trilla, 1935, Kansas City, Missouri. His father was a grocer. He went off to Yale University, wrote for the Daily News, staff writer at the New Yorker for more than 40 years, also author of a poem called "If You Knew What Sununu," about the governor of New Hampshire, John Sununu, and a story about a chicken in Chinatown that could beat people at games of tic-tac-toe. It's the birthday of the essayist and novelist Joan Didion, 1934, Sacramento, author of a collection of essays, The White Album. The title essay became famous for its first line, "We tell ourselves stories in order to live." And it's the birthday of the writer and editor John Barrett, Syracuse, New York, 1939, worked at Esquire, off and on for more than 30 years, and then decided he was tired of New York. He went off to live in Savannah, Georgia, lived there for 5 years, moved back to New York, wrote a book about Savannah, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. It was a big bestseller for more than 4 years. Here's a poem by Ron Padgett, "Think and Do." I always have to be doing something, accomplishing something, fixing something, going somewhere, feeling purposeful, useful, competent. Even coughing, as I just did, gives me the satisfaction of having just cleared something up. The phone bill arrives, and minutes later I've written the check. The world starts to go to war, and I shout, "Hey, wait a second, let's think about this." And they lay down their arms and ruminate. Now they're frozen in postures of thought, like Rodin's statue, the one outside Philosophy Hall at Columbia. His accomplishments are muscular. How could a guy with such big muscles be thinking so much? It gives you the idea that he's worked all his life to get those muscles, and now he has no use for them. It makes him pensive, sober, even depressed sometimes. Because his range of motion is nil, he cannot leap down from the pedestal and attend classes in Philosophy Hall. I am so lucky to be elastic. I am so happy to be able to think of the word elastic and have it snap me back to underwear, which reminds me I have to do the laundry soon. "Think and Do," a poem by Ron Padgett from his collected poems, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.